As expected, there's been a spike in terms of hospital admissions after the Christmas period in the first week in January. As we know, Letterkenny Hospital made a request back last summer for funding to open 20 additional beds in the hospital to try and provide for this additional demand and to address the situation which we've seen throughout the second half and a lot of last year, where on a daily basis patients were waiting on trolleys for admission to the hospital. And I was astounded to hear Minister for Health, Simon Harris, on the news yesterday evening indicate that no resource or effort would be spared by the government to address the problem that we're seeing across the country with people in trolleys. Well, they have spared every resource and they've spared every effort in relation to Letterkenny Hospital. They have ignored the request and it is entirely on their plate that we are seeing this emergency.
The reopening of the short stay ward won't be the solution to all the problems, but it will ease some of the pressure.
It certainly would. It would bring the hospital capacity from 330 to 350. The Minister for Health has admitted that on a national level, there does need to be an increase in bed capacity. Fortunately, Letterkenny, we don't have to provide any additional building for this because the space is there, but they need to provide the funding for the staff. And the government have totally ignored this. Their representatives in this county and Minister McHugh have ignored the plight of the hospital and the need for that investment. And as a result of this now, there's an acute situation probably for a lot of January where people will be waiting in trolleys. And unless that investment to provide the additional 20 beds and open the short stay ward is provided for, we're going to see the same situation in 2018 over the course of the year with people waiting in trolleys like we did last year. And it's long past time the government acted on this.